It is Sunday, October 21st, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
So what you told me your favorite holiday.
My favorite holiday is Memorial Day. My second favorite is Labor Day.
Okay. Christina?
Christmas?
Okay. Well, we've struck out here because my favorite is Halloween.
Okay. That's fair.
And there's cool stuff going on, and we've got four of them to talk about.
Okay.
Rogers Historical Museum, as always, has decorated the Hawkins House as a house in mourning.
Right.
This one is set at the turn of the 20th century when there was a funeral for Mr. Hawkins in 1914. And they'll show that during that time, the deceased would lie in state in the home. Clocks would be stopped at the time of the death to symbolize that time has stopped for that person.
Huh.
And they covered the mirrors immediately with black fabric.
I've seen that, you know, in movies and in photographs. What was the idea behind that?
It's because they thought if you saw the reflection of the deceased in the mirror, then you too would pass away.
Oh, that sounds very urban legend.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it's an old urban legend.
Right.
Right. A rural legend, as it were.
Of course, there were funeral customs like mourning clothing and mourning jewelry, and the widow didn't do anything frivolous for a year. It's had stationery with black border around it. You'll see all these things at the Hawkins House. There are daytime tours through November 3rd, but there are two evening tours planned with interpreters dressed as a woman in mourning and as an undertaker. Hours are 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday through November 3rd at the Rogers Historical Museum. The candlelight tours are October 26th and 31st. It's all free.
Just show up.
Well, the candlelight tours, you need to register at 621-1154. Then there's the Voices from Eureka Springs Silent City, the Eureka Springs Museum visit to the cemetery, which is a lot more fun than it might sound like.
Mm-hmm.
Some really interesting people buried in Eureka Springs.
I like cemeteries.
I do, too.
I do, too.
Yeah. I do, too.
Well, if you grew up in Fayetteville, you grew up going to Evergreen for picnics.
Right.
And so anyway, they're going to focus on the Civil War this year and talk about Civil War battlefield surgeries and that sort of thing. And a youth who joined the Union Army as a bugle boy, and he'll tell his story about how he ended up in Eureka Springs. And that happens at 5:30 and every 30 minutes until 8:30, October 26th and 27th.
Okay.
$10 for adults, $5 for children, 253-9417. And then we have one that's a family haunted yard.
I don't know what that means, I guess.
Well, it's somebody who fills their yard with interesting things. But this particular person...
That would be my mother, actually.
Really?
Well, yeah. But that's another story.
Well, this person lives in Fayetteville. Her name's Jonna Summers Bryant. And I should issue you the disclaimer that I met her doing theater in Fayetteville. So it makes sense that now she fills her yard with these things. But it's not just you go out and buy the inflatables. She creates her props.
But it's only once a year. It's not like these things are in her yard.
Right. No, she's not crazy.
That's why it's different than my mother.
It's all right.
Right.
So on 5 o'clock, October 31st, they invite trick-or-treaters to come through the cemetery in her yard and pose for pictures with scary actors. And later in the evening, more scary creatures will come out.
And where is this?
This is in Fayetteville at 2893 Sunny Lane. Isn't that great?
Off of Old Wire.
Yeah.
And they're asking for donations for an organization called Teamworks, which is a group of physical, occupational, and speech therapists who are working for children internationally.
That's great.
So there you go.
Do you remember where the Munsters live? Do you remember their address?
Mockingbird Lane. 1313
Mockingbird. Very good.
And if you want something it's really not any less scary. Into the Woods ends today at Bentonville High School, Aaron Dart Center. This is what happens when the happily ever after isn't so happy for fairy tales. 2 o'clock, and tickets are $5 to $10. And the King Opera House in Van Buren will show the movie Silent Storytellers at 5 o'clock today, and that's free.
All right. Thank you, Becca.
Sounds good. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.